The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. They are having none of it. Republicans outraged by President Biden's claim in last night's State of the Union speech. The GOP wants to cut Medicare and Social Security.
I'm not politely not naming them, but it's being proposed by some of you.
That bringing cries of liar, most notably from GOP firebrand Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia. Republicans also taking issue with Mr. Biden's claim that he is strong on defense.
The president says he sent a message by shooting down that Chinese spy balloon last week.
China threatens our sovereignty. We will act to protect our country, and we did.
But in the GOP response, it was Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
President Biden's weakness puts our nation and the world at risk.
And she insists whether the threat comes from near or far away.
President Biden is unwilling to defend our border, defend our skies, and defend our people.
The situation Sanders described as dangerous and unacceptable. Bob Agner reported.
Amid the death and devastation in earthquake-ravaged Turkey and Syria, miraculous stories of survival, inspiring stories of the rescue of quake victims.
The moment a family of six is pulled from the rubble by rescue workers in Idlib in northern Syria. A huge crowd ignites with joy, chanting "God is great" as a little girl is carried to an ambulance. But these stories are the exception, and there is mounting despair.
The BBC's Tom Bateman, Town Hall News, joining forces with international nonprofit relief agency Food for the Poor to rush emergency relief, food, and water to victims of the earthquakes in Turkey and Syria. More information is available on the website srnnews.com. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are down 125 points. The Nasdaq futures off 35 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
And it's Prager here. Sue and I mean it. Dogs are part of our family. We love Otto and Snoopy so much. There's nothing quite like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens. In fact, I just talked to my wife about it because we want them to be healthy and we want them to be with us as long as possible. That's true. I know Sebastian Gorka feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. Our pups, Killian and Leia, rely on us to provide what's best for them. And naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens full of vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, omega oils, and more that supplement their food in a way that has shown us great results. Trying out Rough Greens is an easy yes, recommended by me, Dr. G.
Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black here, and I'm so proud that the Pragers and Sebastian Gorka have entrusted their dog's health to Rough Greens. I'm so confident that Rough Greens can help your dog, I'm offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes, your dog's food is dead food, but you can bring it back to life with Rough Greens. Go to RUFFGreens.com.
It's Dr. Lederman speaking with 007 about prostate cancer.
You're 007.
The real 007. I was diagnosed in 2005 with prostate cancer. I requested a biopsy.
Why?
Going up, I got a biopsy that I had cancer in my prostate.
And then the doctor told you, hey, you got to have
surgery.
Did your doctor tell you about Dr. Lederman and radiosurgery?
It's his bread and butter to operate. Not only do they leave the cancer behind, which is the most important thing, but you're incontinent and your sex life is kaput. I knew about your treatment, which was very easy to do.
15 years later, your PSA is zero.
My urinary life is okay. My sex life is very good.
For more cancer information, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted, 1384 Broadway. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. Seeing some icy conditions north of the city. Be careful traveling. An accident on 684 South Exit 6 over in Katona. Bergen Line Avenue closed in the 60s in West New York. It's a large building fire to watch for. Inbound Holland, that's about 30. Lincoln 20, George 20. Watch for delays on the New Jersey Turnpike. The car lanes north heading up past Exit 9, New Brunswick into Edison. It's an accident blocking two lanes there. Traffic is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial Insurance can protect your small business with over 30 coverage options, an easy-to-use mobile app, personalized discounts, and more. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or situations. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high going up to 52 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota Service Department. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, go experience the smart way to service your Toyota.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody.
Well, that's a great intro for the great James Rosen, 7:06 out of New York, Wednesday, February 8th, with Piscopo on the radio. Newsmax chief White House correspondent doing a great job, one of the brightest journalists on the scene ever, and we're always pleased to bring James to the airwaves. James, good morning to you. Thank you for taking the time with us, my friend. It's a crazy day, and we appreciate you joining us indeed.
Great to be back with you. Know you were playing the Beatles to sort of be nice to me because you knew about my obsession and neurosis and so forth, but I was wondering if the song selection of Nowhere Man is intended to you as a commentary on the Union last night.
Okay, you got it? Hold on. We lost a break. See, I'm telling you, there's the man who speaks the truth, James Rosen, and of course, all of a sudden, the phone lines have trouble. Is that the wildest thing? We're going to call him back. Al, you got him? You got him?
We're going to give him a ring back.
But why? I'm telling you, I am convinced that someone's listening, you know? How do they know? And when he calls in, is Michael running the phones? He doesn't hear that. He doesn't hear that, I guess. And then as soon as we hit the airwaves, they wait. They wait, right, Al? They wait. Let's see. We'll see. We're going to see what happens when we get back. Although, would that be the fine upstanding equipment that we have in the studio, Albert?
Which is,
what do you think?
Two cans and a string are better.
You think so? All right, let's see. James,
I don't know what happened, Joe. I don't know what that was.
I really honestly believe that they monitor the show. And when they hear James Rosen, the Newsmax chief White House correspondent, brilliant journalist, is about to speak the truth to Joe Piscopo, They tinker with things. I'm convinced of it, James.
Maybe these are the blue meanies that we're talking about here.
I know. Let me just
in any case, great to be with you.
You do. I got my tinfoil hat on. You know. Hey, James. Thank you. What were you saying about the Beatles? Because I thought it was a great entrance, a great choice by Al.
I was wondering if by your choice of Nowhere Man that was intended by you as commentary on the State of the Union address last night.
Yes, of course it was. I had no idea. But of course it was.
Yes, it was.
That was a great Piscopo moment just
there. Yeah, there it is. Hey,
vocal range.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, the harmony in that is extraordinary. It really is in that particular song. Hey, James, were you there?
I was at the Capitol, yes. Oh. Had a brief spell inside the gallery, so looked down on the action.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's still a thrilling spectacle. We'll see what the final viewership numbers are.
Yeah.
But I'd say it's a thrilling spectacle for about the first 10 minutes. And I'm awaiting the President of the United States who decides you know what? Nobody has time for this anymore. It's a silly exercise with the clapping on the one side and the booing on the other. And I'm going to do what every president until Woodrow Wilson in 1913 did when he started giving a speech for the State of the Union. I'm just going to submit the message in writing with no spectacle at all. Honestly, wow. I think that would go over very big with the American public.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. It's great because he doesn't really have to do it. It's just become a thing. And then when Ronald Reagan started, there was a great clip of Ronald Reagan show. The kid that jumped in when that Air Florida, I believe
Lenny
it was.
Lenny Skutnik, 1982.
No. Only you know the name of who I'm referencing. Look at you. This is unbelievable.
This was the federal government employee who, after there was a plane crash into the waters of surrounding Washington, D.C., in icy January of 1982, dived into the waters and rescued a woman. And President Reagan, having that individual in the audience, was the first president to use the State of the Union address as an opportunity to showcase so-called ordinary Americans. The entire spectacle has grown, again, after the sort of thrilling entrances. I would say tired.
I think
Reagan kind of reinvented the modern State of the Union on that occasion, the whole event is in need of reinvention once more.
Yeah, I think you're right. But I must say, the Jersey in me, James Rosen, loved the bickering and the heckling. But maybe the comedy club in me.
How did I know, Joe, that once you said the Jersey in me, that heckling and general rudeness were going to be the focus of your remarks. You didn't go straight to international relations after that.
You knew where I was going. And I say that
this is someone who grew up on Staten Island. All of my friends in New Jersey.
That's right.
My blood cousins.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. And you know, and I stay in Jersey, love Jersey, and we love the attitude and the snarkiness that we're kind of born with. And when they start yelling back at Biden, I'm going like,
First of all, I prefer the Jersey of Tom Kane and his civility of perfect together. To the snark and the nasty.
Duly noted, Mr. Rosen. Duly noted,
What the distemper in the room illustrated was a few things.
Distemper, first, like, what a dog.
Biden handled the jeering with some deftness. I think that, of course, he, in some sense, he brought it on himself because he was again accusing the Republicans of wanting in the ongoing debt ceiling talks to slash Social Security and Medicare. Yeah. And the new House Speaker, who was seated behind the president for the first time, Kevin McCarthy of California, has already made clear many times that the Republicans consider Social Security and Medicare to be off the table and free from any kind of budget cuts in the kinds of negotiations that they want to have over the debt ceiling. So the president was repeating a charge that the Republicans have effectively rebutted, and that brought forth the jeering. By the same token, the president was nimble, more nimble than I think many imagined he could prove in such a situation, when he, in essence, says, well, then we all agree then. Let's all stand up and show that we all agree about Social Security and Medicare. Yeah. And that was the kind of improvisation that was that had some command aspects to it. We'll see if it moves the polling needle for Mr. Biden, and that polling needle is in a very bad place for him, especially as he contemplates re-election. But what this episode also illustrates is the fractiousness, not just between the parties, but within the parties. Because word was that the new speaker, Mr. McCarthy, had let his colleagues hear from him that he didn't want them displaying that kind of sentiment or those kinds of manners in the room in his first big event as the wielder of that gavel. And to a large extent, his own conference ignored Mr. McCarthy. And that reminds us of how perilous it was for him just to get the speakership and what divisions within the Republican Party were laid bare in that whole process. And I think we saw those divisions within the parties on display again last night.
Yeah, boy, your point is so well taken because it was glaring. And you know what, though, as an aside, I have to tell you, when a lot of us came up with and remember, Tom Kane was the ultimate politician. Tom Kane, Governor Tom Kane, just a dear friend, by the way, James Rosen.
And later the co-chairman of the 9/11 Commission.
Thank you. And and they still haven't listened to what he said, because if we listened to what Tom Kane said, we would have made headway in that regard of the war on terror. But a brilliant guy. But when Chris Christie came in, he rewrote the book. This is a politician saying, shut up and sit down. And where I'm going here, James, is that's why when Trump ran, everybody just kind of went, that's like Chris Christie light, because we were so used to it in Jersey, the in-your-face politics. So when we see that, guilty as charged. I like the rough and tumble of it all sometimes. I guess that's wrong to feel that way, James?
The question is whether it helps the people who are represented by the people in that chamber.
Yeah.
It could be argued that Donald Trump used his own volatility and his own, idiosyncratic views on manners to advance the interests of his constituencies sometimes, not all the time. But I think
you're the best.
I think the conventional wisdom is that the Republicans, with those kinds of displays in the State of the Union last night, kind of handed President Biden an opportunity that he used well in the moment.
Yeah, it's a good point, and fair enough. You're absolutely right. He did turn that around. But it's frustrating as regular Americans, James Rosen, when we see China sucking up all of our intel from a balloon that traverses the United States of America, and yet then he still uses that and says, well, don't mess with us because we will address it and we'll shoot you down, and everybody stands and cheers. And the whole, all of America went, it was too late. They got the information already.
We didn't expect the president in his State of the Union address to adopt the narrative of his critics where the balloon is concerned, that he allowed the Chinese to make a mockery of United States airspace, which is the way that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell put it. We imagined that he was going to try and portray the whole episode as a demonstration of American strength and so forth. Perhaps we talked about this the last time I was on the show, Joe, the president's options for responding to the balloon episode don't begin and end with the balloon itself. And I think a cannier approach for the White House team would have been for the president to make that clear to the American people that we have our ways of responding, and we have our ways of doing that in a time, place, and manner of our own choosing. And I think that kind of demonstration of strength can also work.
Did you see Sarah Huckabee Sanders by chance, James Rosen, and her rebuttal, as it were? Your thoughts on that? I thought she did a pretty good job, huh?
Yeah, I mean, she kind of got the chance and took the chance to introduce herself anew to the American people. And there's been some criticism of the story she used at the end with respect to Donald Trump and Iraq. But I don't think it amounted to a kind of a devastating rebuttal, in the sense that it took on the president's direct comments in any particular fashion. She showed herself as what she is, which is, to date, a successful politician who is coming at the Republican Party from the more Trump-oriented wing of it.
And James, where do we go from here, my friend? Because you are so, I love, you're measured in your tone, as I always say, and you have an objective overview, and we all love America.
But you don't hold those things against me, which is why I keep coming back.
I don't. what did you say? Please, the way you put things is just brilliant. It really is. And we love it. So where do we go from here? Because nothing's going to – to your point, the fact that he got up, that Biden got up and did the State of the Union, is anything going to happen? Will we get anywhere with it? Will we deal finally with China the way we should deal with China? Is he going to make us energy dominant again? I mean, I didn't see any answers to all of our problems, sir.
Where we are headed, by all polling data that we have before us right now, is toward a rematch of the 2020 election. And it's interesting to see that the polls are now showing that majorities in both parties do not want either Mr. Biden or Mr. Trump to be their standard bearers in 2024. But as things stand, those are the two individuals atop their respective party structures. And that's where we're headed, is to a replay. Whenever I'm asked the question, Joe, what will the future be like?
Yeah.
I always think of the fact that if you look back at the literature of the 1930s, and they projected forward 100 years from now. People were supposed to be zipping about with Buck Rogers jetpacks on their right on their backs, and you know, we're supposed to be
that's part
of some, you know, orbs,
right.
Orbs in some sort of like pneumatic tube system. All of us colonizing the moon. And in fact, I'm living right now. I'm talking to you from a row house in Washington, D.C. that was built in 1932. And so whenever the question is, what will the future be? The answer, with some modification, such as, you know, the internet or jet travel or what have you. But the answer is much like the present. More of the same is what we'll see.
James, you're the best. I remember my father driving down the Garden State Parkway in Jersey and Pop telling me, hey, we're going to have turbine engines one day and the cars will be like jets. And not so much, you know. James, we appreciate it.
They're just going to plug them in. That's what we do now.
That's it. James, tell us your day. Your geeky friend Joe. I'd like to know. So are you going to the press room as we speak? You're on your way over there. A little bit later, you'll be there.
I will be at the press room later today. There will, however, be no press briefing because there is never a press briefing at the White House on a day where the president travels out of town.
Okay.
So President Biden is observing the post-SOTU tradition and hitting the road, getting in his big blue airplane, Air Force One, and heading to Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Later in the week, he'll be hitting up Tampa, Florida. And, of course, these are both what we call battleground states. So when you ask, where are we headed, it's basically into election mode. It might be – it just have turned 2023 to you and me, to normal people, Joe. But in official Washington, it's already 2024.
James, fantastic as always. Thank you so much for getting up and joining us. I can't wait to see you. And please come into the studio. We'd love to have a James Rosen hour, at least.
I heard there would be a buffet.
Yes. For you, not for us. If you come in, you'll get some. We get nothing. I get nothing. I get a little ice. That's all they need.
You're supposed to provide for your people.
Nothing. James, we love you and appreciate it so much, sir. With respect,
thank
always,
you,
James. Thank you, my friend. James Rosen. Fantastic. I mean, just one of a kind and a really, really decent fella. Newsmax chief White House correspondent. He's so funny, Debbie. He makes me laugh,
yes,
you know.
I know.
His elegance and grace with the English language is very, very special. You just don't see anymore from reporters, you know.
Class act.
He really is all the way. And from Staten Island, thank you for asking.
Yay, Staten Island. Yeah, in the house. We love it.
7:21. Debbie's out there on the roads. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis will join us momentarily. Debbie's got traffic for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, speaking about Staten Island, I see a lot of volume on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound, bumper to bumper, as you head from the Gough Falls Bridge all the way out to the Verrazano Bridge. Eastbound belt slowing down out by Bay 8th Street. I'm seeing volume here on the westbound side of the belt. Looks like you're slowing down getting out toward Knapp Street. Traffic is also moving slowly as you head over to the Gowanus. The Gowanus outbound right past the Prospect, a disabled car. Manhattan Bridge upper level into Brooklyn. It's an accident there to deal with. Watch for this ongoing issue on Bergen Line Avenue in West New York. It's a big 5-alarm blaze. Everything closed on Bergen Line Avenue. Over in the 60s, buses diverted through that area. The New Jersey Turnpike, the car lanes north, getting up past exit 9, in toward exit 10, getting up through Edison. It's an accident still being cleared. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 52. This total traffic and weather report sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Sponsored by Pfizer. When temperatures drop, COVID-19 cases may rise. So if you test positive and are at high risk, act fast, even if your symptoms feel mild. Ask your provider if an authorized oral treatment could be right for you. Visit treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, Joe telling you about Pompeii Gift Baskets. I'm writing down the numbers. 201-647 and 2272, okay? It's 201-647-2272. You remember that? And if you're driving, remember this, please, PompeiiGiftBaskets.com, P-O-M-P-E-I, GiftBaskets.com. So I have a friend who's got a birthday. I want something engraved. You can get a great upscale bottle of champagne. You can get a regular bottle of a vodka or Jack Daniels, you know. I sent Jack to some people, you know. and you could get it engraved. It's customizable with the company logo. But I always put so-and-so, you know, it was Merry Christmas at the time. And I'd say, Happy Valentine's Day. How about that? You know, I love you. Can't live without you. How about it all that mushy stuff you could put in there? Love me, you know? I'm telling you, it's great. And yet when it's engraved on a bottle, because I sent a bottle to somebody. And just a thank you on behalf of the family. This was great from Pompeii Gift Baskets. And it was a champagne bottle, but it had a sleeve on it, but beautiful orange color, upscale champagne. I'm not a champagne guy, but it was the best you could buy. So I got that from Daniela. I called Daniela at Pompeii Gift Baskets. So my friend said, wow, this is great. Thank you for this beautiful bottle. And then I go, oh, why don't you take the sleeve off, unzip that, and see what's on the bottle? And exactly what you, boom, 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 they thank you very much. Love the Piscopo family. What an impression. You can't make a better impression. I'm telling you, it's Pompeii Gift Baskets for Valentine's Day, but you better call now. By the way, as you listen around the country, they deliver throughout the U.S. from single baskets to large corporate orders. Most shipping within 24 hours or less, by the way. So to create your custom gift basket, Pompeii Gift Baskets is at 201-647-2272, 201-647-2272, or visit, please, PompeiiGiftBaskets.com. Mention Piscopo. You get 10% off your order.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Walt Disney Company reports earnings after the Wall Street close today. Disney's report is its first since the company reinstated chief executive Robert Iger. Disney is still facing a battle with activist investor Nelson Peltz. Uber Technologies is expected to report business improving. Analysts say they are seeing Uber's driver shortage easing and demand picking up. They also don't expect mass layoffs at Uber, which they say has been able to manage expenses and driver supply. Yum Brands, parent company of KFC, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut, reports earnings this morning. The Mortgage Bankers Association releases its most recent average for the 30-year fixed rate and the number of people applying for a mortgage to refinance or purchase. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Make sure to tune in this and every Saturday at noon to hear The Lead Guy, Nick DeMauro, Executive Director and CEO of LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence, speak with experts, educators, and law enforcement about important issues affecting you and your children. Catch the new show, Battling Drugs and Violence, with The Lead Guy on AM 970 The Answer. For topical information and insights from experts waging the battle against drugs and violence in your community.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
I love telling you about Balance of Nature because I think it could really build up your immune system. It's not like ordinary vitamins. Balance of Nature is just fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That's all it is. 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables. Other vitamins. I used to be a vitamin guy. I would look at the vitamin. You ever like smell of a vitamin, like a multivitamin, and it's like, oh, it's got that kind of funky kind of smell. See, no, Balance of Nature, it's just fruits and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. All right. And it's to me as pure as you can get. And it's the healthiest way that you could build up your immune system because it's like eating fruits and vegetables. And like Dr. Howard says, you see him on TV, he says it's balanced by nature. That's exactly what it is. It's the way God made earth, and that's the way the vegetables are. And that's exactly what's in Balance of Nature. I got to tell you, it builds up, I believe, my immune system to the point where I could live my life the way I want to. I don't have to worry about it, and I'm with a lot of people, and there's always something going around, and I continually take. And by the way, I'll tell you this too. This is me. I'm not suggesting that you do it. But if I'm out, and I'm working, and it's late, and it's 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm on stage, and I know know I got to get up Sunday for a radio show and I'm with a lot of people, I will double up my balance of nature to build up my immune system even stronger. And it has worked miraculously for me. It really has. And I'm not saying that you did, for you to do it, but nor am I making a clinical claim. But I will tell you the best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. So start your journey to a better health today by calling 800-2468-751. I know you remember that. 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use that discount code, please. Answer.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis is a retired United States Army officer, an experienced military analyst, and on-the-ground experience he has inside Russia and Ukraine, author of Kings of the East, China's Plan to Eliminate America and Impose a Communist World Order. There it is. Colonel, welcome back to the show. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Well, thanks for having me, Joe.
Well, I think we could start maybe with your book, if I may, Colonel, Kings of the East, China's Plan to Eliminate America and Impose a Communist World Order. That is the end game for President Xi, and he seems to have got a foothold on that, sir.
Yeah, I think so. Last night's State of the Union, when Mr. Biden talked about the balloon, though he didn't mention it by name, he said, but make no mistake, as we made clear last week, reference to the balloon, if China's threatens our sovereignty, we will act to protect our country. And we did. Well, yeah, after the cat was out of the bag, we did. We shot it down over the Atlantic Ocean. It entered our airspace near Shimia on the Aleutian Islands, tracked over Nome, over Fairbanks, and then into eventually through Canada into Idaho, passing by nuclear sites, Whitman Air Force Base in Missouri, and, of course, some sensitive places on the East Coast. And then we took a 21-pound warhead to a Sidewinder to knock it out of the sky. Well, and now the parts are being picked up and sent to the lab near where I am at Quantico rather than to the intelligence community, which has, I would argue, far better experience in dealing with this sort of thing. So there are a series of issues here that I know directly about that are really disturbing.
Well, tell us about, if you would, Colonel, about Quantico. It's there in the military, but you think it'd be better handing off to, like, the CIA or somebody like that?
Yes. The FBI's lab is at Quantico, which is not far from where I am. The intelligence community has the wherewithal to look at the technology, the sensors that we hopefully have captured or taken parts of. Now, what we need to know is whether or not they have the same capability as our satellite sensors do, and you know, whether or not they stored some of the information and the type of transmission capabilities that they have. Did they download to satellites that belong to China all the data beforehand, or was there a VHF direct link to either China or to ships on the seas and so forth? There are a lot of questions, Joe, and this sort of thing is rather complex, and I am skeptical in the international arena whether the FBI versus the intelligence community has the right sort of information and capabilities.
So just getting back to the basics and the end game, Colonel McGinnis, because you know best, how bad is it? How, I always said, the enemy's not at the gate, the enemy is within. And I feel, this is me talking, Colonel McGinnis, not Salem, not anybody else, but I feel the president is compromised because he never talks about the virus. He never talks about, and even yesterday he says we could work with China. Work with China after they embarrassed us the way they did, floating a balloon. The whole world is watching. And what the end game, how much further will we let China inside of our colleges, the fentanyl, everything that they're doing? This is all part of their plan, and they're making headway. Maybe this is the question, Colonel, if I may. How do we stop them?
Well, I have an entire chapter in Kings of the East that addresses that, Joe, in which, you know, economically, you know, it traces back to when Richard Nixon embraced him in 72, and Clinton gave him access to the World Trade Organization and other organizations. The Chinese were welcomed open-handed, you know, into the world community, the economic community, and they did very well, thank you. However, they never changed their colors. They are a communist regime. And President Xi is the worst of the ideologues, and he basically, with this balloon situation, was giving us the middle finger. And we have to recognize that we sat back and allowed them to trace across some of the most sensitive places of the United States using, arguably, at 60,000 feet, probably some pretty good sensors that even their satellites could not, you know, pick up. So,
yes.
You know, this was offensive. And, you know, it's not just economically. They have plenty of spies here in our colleges, and Washington, D.C. is crawling with Chinese spies, and we've known that for years. Their cyber capabilities are significant, and they really push back very aggressively, you know, just about anywhere we are, especially the South China Sea, East China Sea, and the like. The Chinese are not our friends. And they never have been. They use us for what they can get from us, and their dominance, what they seek worldwide, is without, you know, dispute. It's very in your face, using Belt and Road initiatives, using their aggressive warrior-like tactics in our diplomatically, and even there in New York City, where they have that so-called precinct of the Chinese, police chasing down their own citizens. So, you know. Back in the time of Mao Zedong, he basically, in his own internal communications, said, we're at war with the West, and we want to change the post-World War II arena to something more favorable to us. And, of course, they're working close with the Russians, with the Iranians, and other rogue regimes around the world, and they're making great progress, and it's at our expense.
It's frustrating, Colonel, because you speak in the truth. And again, as I say all the time, in measured tones. And we will read the book Kings of the East. We suggest everybody go to, online and check out Kings of the East, China's plan to eliminate America and impose a communist world order. How are these folks, whether they're Democrats, whether they're wherever they're from, they seem to be, and the term is useful, idiots, and I don't mean that in a derogatory term. I mean, that's the term you use for folks who are just speaking against America, but in turn are speaking for China. How do they not see it? Or are they useful idiots, number one? Or maybe are they pawns of communist China? I'm watching a politician talk, and it's just like Xi talking himself. These politicians that speak against America, sir, correct me if I'm wrong, you know best, but they seem to be, you know, in lockstep with China itself, no?
I think they are, you know, and yet Mr. Biden last night said we seek competition, not conflict, and then he ended that paragraph by saying China's government is intent on dominating. Well, that's true. You know, everything they do communicates their intent to dominate the world, and they are not holding back. You know, whether it's on COVID-19 or it's in the military space or it's ideological, as they trace just about everything down and try to persuade people that, you know, their view of the world or Marxist view of the world is the way we ought to go ahead. And, you know, in the 20th Congress this past fall, President Xi's own speeches were very incendiary toward the West, very accommodating to really revving up the Marxist train that's traveling across this world. And we're beginning to see more and more of that every single day.
You know what, Colonel, we got to let you go, sir, but maybe you'll come back and we'll talk about Ukraine as well, that you know from firsthand experience, because you could explain to us what exactly is going on there, too. Just so many questions. So please come back soon, Colonel. We appreciate you speaking the truth. And again, the book is Kings of the East. If you Google Kings of the East Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, this is a vital read. Thank you, Colonel. God bless. And please, again, come back soon, sir.
Thanks, Joe. Have a great day.
You too, indeed. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. Joe on the radio, 738. Al's in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
39 degrees at 7:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Unvaccinated public employees are not automatically getting their jobs back once New York City lifts its coronavirus vaccine mandate on Friday. Mayor Adams says the nearly 1,800 employees who refuse to get the shot will have to reapply for their old jobs. That includes teachers, firefighters, and police officers, and they won't receive back pay for the time they spent off the job. However, unions are planning to sue the city. The vice chair of New Jersey Transit's board, Cedric Fulton, has abruptly resigned just as the board was about to meet with a full complement of members. For the first time in 7 years, the three newest members are attending their first meeting today. Fulton gave no reason for his departure, but he has become increasingly frustrated with upper management of New Jersey Transit over what he saw as transparency issues. Fulton joined the board 3 years ago this month. In sports, Knicks beat the Magic 102-98. The Nets lost to the Suns 116-112. Islanders shut out the Kraken 4-0. And we've got college hoops tonight on The Answer. Syracuse visiting Florida State tonight. Pregame at 6:30. Tip-off at 7 right here on AM 970 The Answer. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. We still have this ongoing issue with fire department activity on Bergen Line Avenue, getting out through the 60s in West New York, New Jersey. It's all due to a 5-alarm fire. Buses diverted around that area. The inbound Holland Tunnel still 25, Lincoln 20, George about 15. Let's see what's happening on 78 eastbound. Exit 7. It's an accident over in Hunterdon County. Watch for some slowdowns on 684 south. Exit 6 getting into Katona. It's an accident off on the shoulder. We're still seeing delays at the Manhattan Bridge. Manhattan Bridge outbound upper level. It's an accident with all lanes subject to closure, so you'll have to use the lower level. Let's go over to the outbound Gowanus right by the Prospect. It's a stalled car to watch out for. Traffic building on the westbound belt out by Francis Lewis Boulevard. Van Wyck northbound slowing down up through Hillside Avenue. Partly cloudy today, high of 52. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Debbie Duhame, the one and only. Thank you, Debbie. Can I tell you about Invite Health? I love telling you about Invite Health. See, you know me, Mr. Cutting Edge, Mr. Antioxidant. Hey, Joey Antioxidant. That's my nickname. You know, if you go to invitehealth.com, invitehealth.com, you get a 10% off your order if you use the code 970. But it's, I tell you, the folks, I know the folks personally at Invite Health, and they are so ahead of the curve, cutting edge, and they understand how to keep you well. They have these super premium nutritional supplements, and they got these free nutritional consultations. I did say free, by the way. So if you go to invitehealth.com, use the code 970, you get 10% off your order, 800-673-2345, 800-673-2345. 2345. In the meantime, we invite you to listen to Invite Health Radio with Dr. Amanda Williams. Amanda's the scientific director of Invite Health. Great show. It is so it's so cool. It's noon, Monday through Friday, right here on AM 970, The Answer. And you can join Amanda to hear her talk to a variety of experts about entertainment, culture, and you know what else? Wellness. That's what it's all about. So invitehealth.com. You can call 800-673-2345. 10% off your order. The code is 970. Don't miss Invite Health Radio with Amanda Williams on AM 970 The Answer, Monday through Friday at 12 noon.
Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate? If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10 a.m., our very own Dottie Herman, Vice Chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters of real estate. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her terrific team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there's no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. She's a legend. She's the best, period. Tune in to Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 a.m., here on AM 970, The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate. Don't miss it. Saturdays at 10 a.m. here on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
So excited to tell you about Perillo Tours. You know, I've teamed up with my dear friend Steve Perillo once again to create an intimate offer for you you are part of the AM 970 family. La Familia is what you are, and we are so honored to have you here every single morning. Oh, my gosh, all these years, right? Well, we invite you to take a unique Perillo tour. I'm going to go, and I'm going to be there every step of the way. We have three nights in Rome, seeing all the important sites like the Vatican, the Colosseum, the Forum, and a special dinner performance, a beautiful dinner with white linen and the best cuisine you're going to get in beautiful Italy, and a performance by yours truly. Then we fly directly to Sicily and spend three nights in Taormina, and next onto Taormina's Godfather tour, visiting the medieval villages of Forza d'Agro and Savoca, and we see the famous Bar Vitelli, where Michael Corleone asked Apollonia's father for her hand in marriage. By the way, the Italians are about Michelangelo. The Italians are about Da Vinci. But we're going to have some fun and see some of the sites where The Godfather was actually filmed. So then we go to Palermo for three more nights before flying back to America. Rome and Sicily. We put this together. We just were meticulous in putting this together to give you the best Perillo Piscopo tour that we possibly can. So remember, a Perillo tour is a stress-free escorted vacation where you don't lift a finger. That is the Perillo way. Tour dates, October 18th to the 28th. You call today for reservations, 800-431-1515. Janice is the best. And by the way, and so is everybody else at the phones. And you will feel so comfortable. Any questions you might have, Janice and the team at Perillo will answer. 800-431-1515, or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio. Here's another Joe, a man who has served New York City in such a stellar fashion. Joseph Jackalone, retired NYPD detective, sergeant, and an adjunct professor at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice. Joe, Sergeant, welcome back to the show, sir. Great to have you with us.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and we turn to you, Detective, to tell us about Adid Fayez, who passed away after being shot in a botched robbery. Detective, when does it stop? Now this young cop's 26 years old. He's got two girls at home and a wife. Inexcusable, and we're just so tired of hearing this, and it just seems to be cyclical, Detective, you know?
Yeah, it's a terrible situation, and I really feel for the family, and especially his two young kids, and then, of course, his blue family, right? So the police are suffering through this, too, the cops from the 6-6 precinct that work with him. So this is it's a rough day. It's going to get even worse over the next couple of days for them, too.
Yeah, you know, walk us through that, if you would, Joe. When somebody, I guess there's a detail from the NYPD, not unlike the military, comes to the house, you know, the wife senses something is wrong because her husband's not home. And once they see those cops walking up to the door, they know exactly what they're there for.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, in these cases, they usually have one of the executives, generally the CO of the precinct, if he or she is available to go, and then they make the announcement. That's why they never release any names or anything until the notification from the family's been made, because God forbid it leaks out and shows up in the media first and they hear it there first. That would be a terrible thing. So they try to do that quickly, and it's unfortunate. I'm fortunate in the respect that I've never had to do that per se. I have made death notifications, and I can tell you just from my experience with that, it's gut-wrenching on so many different levels. And in a situation like this where you have a fellow officer killed, I can only imagine the stress that they go through in order to even leave a knock on the door.
Yeah. And so, and then Fayez's brother-in-law was there. I reached for Fayez's gun, Adid's gun, and shot. You know, everything's so backwards anymore these days. Joe Jackalone, I'm afraid this guy hopefully won't be liable for anything for firing shots, correct? I'm hoping.
Well, I don't think so in that respect. I mean, the district attorney, I mean, you never know what's going to happen with any of these district attorneys these days.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You know, and unfortunately, it's just you can't say never and you can't say always. So I don't think they will. However, in this day and age, I think the family has suffered enough. And the fact that nobody was hit, I think that you know, if they do anything or whatever, they'll just give him a slap on the wrist, so to speak. I don't know exactly what's going to transpire with that.
And then buying a car like that, if I may, Sergeant, it was on Facebook. You think it's good? Facebook, you think that Facebook would vet some of these people? Is Facebook liable in any regard?
I don't think so, because probably their terms of you know, service and agreement and everything that nobody reads has any of those kind of lawyer stuff in it. But you know, this is, and it looks like he's going to, this suspect's going to get charged with another one where he robbed somebody at gunpoint for $18,000.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You know, there's a pattern here.
Yeah, well, and you know, Joe, before we let you go, sir, I know what the end game is. How do you get? You got to stop these DAs in all the boroughs. Got to stop letting the criminals back out on the street. How did we get there? How did we get to thinking more of the criminals? And hopefully that will not happen in this Adid Faez incident. But we see it every single day. And the same people are being arrested. The detectives under Paul DiGiacomo are doing a great job in the NYPD. But these DAs are still, and Larry Krasner in Philadelphia doing the same exact thing. He just letting the criminals back out on the street. When does it stop, sir?
Well, unfortunately, they haven't gotten the point that the letters DA stands for district attorney and not defense attorney. We're hiring district attorneys who are former defense attorneys who have no really interest in justice, and they have they're just trying to what they feel is leveling the playing field, so to speak. But unfortunately, they have led to probably more violence and death than any other acts that you can imagine.
Yeah, it's true. Joseph Jacalone, retired NYPD detective sergeant and professor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice. Thanks so much, detective, for joining us. Please keep us posted. And again, to our hearts go out to everybody in the NYPD this morning, remembering Adid Faez. And thanks for taking the time with us, Joe.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Joe on the radio, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970. The answer. Good morning, Debbie Duhame.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo. Bergen Line Avenue is still closed in the 60s over in West New York, New Jersey. It's all due to a 5-alarm fire. Buses are diverted around that area, so steer clear of that if you can. Let's go out to Route 80. 80 West, exit 65 into South Hackensack. Accident on the ramp. 80 East, exit 42 in Parsippany. A collision. Northern State westbound on the ramp to the Meadowbrook. We're getting reports of a collision over there. Over on the Manhattan Bridge, the upper level outbound, all lanes blocked with a crash. Outbound Gowanus by the Prospect, that's a stalled vehicle to watch for. And heading over to River Road North at Old State Road in Wappingers Falls, a collision. 684 South Exit 6 in Katona, it's an accident off on the shoulder. I'm Debbie Duhame. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials. Materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back via store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/25. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
This is Dennis Prager inviting you to join me for an extraordinary travel opportunity that will be the highlight of your year, maybe a highlight of your life. Mike Gallagher and I are headed back to Israel this October for the Stand With Israel tour. Join us along with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours, as we uncover important geopolitical sites and show you Israel's significance on the world stage. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com to register or call 855-565-5519.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
We have our
Senator from New York State, U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer on the line. We've been getting a lot of questions about what can be done in these mass shootings. Are there any solutions being discussed on the Hill?
There are a number of things we have to do. One is to have universal background checks. You know, there is a right to bear arms, and people who want to have a gun should be able to get one, but only if they're not felons, if they're not adjudicated mentally ill, if they're not spousal abusers. That's all the background check law does, and it has the support of 90% of the people. So we are going to be making a strong effort here on the Hill to deal with background checks. We're also looking at banning clips of more than 10 bullets.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd at a new time, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 and again at 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer. The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor because I love you and I want you out of pain. I think you can get out of pain. And I love it because, like, even, you know, when my sister Carol was chatting with her Sunday night, and she goes, you know, that Relief Factor is really working for me. And I'm going, like, really? Because she said she was going to call. She called 800-4-RELIEF. And she said, oh, I'm Joe Piscopo's sister. She said that. And they went, oh, hi. How are you? Had a nice chat. And it's working for her because, you know, within Relief Factor, if you go to relieffactor.com, you will see. And I know these things because I studied these things. That's why I love my friends at Relief Factor because they're so on top of how to get you out of pain, how to stop the inflammation. And it's 100% drug-free. You have resveratrol, which is an antioxidant, but that stops the inflammation. I carry in fish oil and not a taste, not an inkling of a taste of fish in the capsules. This is a magnificent product that can, I think, get you out of pain. And how do you find out? You know what you do? You go get that 3-week quick start. It's still only $19.95. If it works for you, you can continue taking Relief Factor. You know what? Honestly and pragmatically and objectively, if it doesn't work for you, that's it. That's it. You got nothing to lose. It's less than $20. You get the 3-week quick start. But I think it will work for you because there are tens of thousands of people out of pain thanks to Relief Factor. I've seen people, I've been at dinner, they take their Relief Factor packet out, you know, and they take it right there, and they're never without their Relief Factor because it keeps them out of pain, and it's 100% drug-free. 800-4-RELIEF, or again, please, relieffactor.com.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970TheAnswer.com.
Jeff Nordine's at the Weather Answer Desk. Jeff, how are we doing today weather-wise?
Doing fantastic. It's going to be one of the greatest days ahead, minus Friday. I think Friday is going to even be a little bit better because we're going to be much warmer. Starting out today, it's 52 degrees with blue skies. A little bit of cloud cover tonight, down to 38 before we go to 50 for the high tomorrow with a little bit of light rain. And it's going to be light, albeit. It'll be maybe a quarter of an inch or so at most. But it is kind of like, what do you want to call it? That irritating rain. You know, it'll impact your outdoor plans a little bit. Here's Friday for you, Joe. Okay. Sunshine to start, cloudy in the afternoon, 60 degrees in February.
Tell me again.
60.
Oh, I'm loving that, baby. That's what I'm talking about. I thought you said 16.
The record was 61 back in 2001. We're really close to record breaking.
I love it. There it is. We're on the bike. Thank you, Jeff. Well done, my friend. Appreciate it very much. I'm loving this. But, you know, I'm just fearing that we're going to get, like, snowstorms in. And, you know, and Jeff knows and admires Joe Vastardi, who is well known. And we have some questions for Joe. Where's the snow, and is it coming? You know me. I got to look at the lookout. So Joe Bastardi will join us in the 9 o'clock hour with Michael Goodwin. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, John Solomon right at the top of the hour. We're going to talk about the State of the Union, the man that delivers honest news from just the news, John Solomon. Stephen Moore is going to talk about the economy. Where does that end up? And Governor George Pataki, former 3-time governor of New York State and a great, great gentleman George Pataki will join us. You're always welcome at 877-970-2999. Here we are on a Wednesday morning. Great to have you with us. It's February 8th, and we are coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
40 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A fire raging at a commercial building in West New York, New Jersey. Flames began ripping through the building on Bergen Line Avenue around 5 this morning. Firefighters dealing with flames coming through the roof. So far, injuries have been reported. Westchester County is introducing its first ever all-electric marked police vehicle. The 2022 Ford Mustang Mach-E is the latest addition to the county's electric fleet and will soon be seen rolling around Mount Kisco. County Executive George Latimer says Westchester is committed to lowering carbon emissions, addressing climate change, and promoting sustainability. It's estimated to save roughly $2,500 in fuel costs over the next 5 years. A pink pigeon that was rescued by a Good Samaritan last week in Madison Square Park is dead. The Wild Bird Fund, a nonprofit wildlife rehab center, which had been caring for the bird they named Flamingo, announced on Facebook that despite their efforts, he died last night. It's not known why the bird was dyed pink, but there's some speculation it could have been from a gender reveal. The fund said they believe Flamingo died from inhaling the toxins from the dye in his feathers. And the embattled head of New York City's Social Services Department is stepping down. Gary Jenkins announced he'll be resigning by March 3rd. Comes after Jenkins was accused of covering up violations in the city's shelter system, including overcrowding conditions and housing family at intake centers. The Department of Investigation started looking into the issue last year, but are still conducting the probe.
From the studios of AM 970 The Answer on Broadway and Wall Street in Manhattan. This is WNYM Hackensack, New Jersey, New York.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.